Planet Ice Blackburn after an 8-2 defeat to Blackburn Hawks, talking with Stephen Foster. I'm not sure 8-2 really reflects the game, Steve, but at the end of the day, we've come away at the end of what looks like a crushing defeat, but loads of positives, a very short bench, and lots to be proud of, really.
Yeah, I think obviously when we kept finding out there's another player not here, finding out kind of midday on a Friday that you, once you've been playing certain lines and stuff like that, that one of your players is banned, that doesn't help your preparations. Then we only found out midday today that two of our players weren't able to play as well, for reasons and genuine reasons they couldn't be here, so we were even shorter. So yeah, Kim, short bench, going every other shift for the boys is a tough ask, particularly at the pace that it's going at, and against a very strong Blackburn team that have three very good lines. There's kind of no respite there, as well as when there's special teams. It was basically a juggling act from our point of view, from the coaching end, because it was like sometimes who's okay to go. We had to load up on the power play a little bit on one, which was all of our forwards. Then we had one with almost all defencemen on, but then you're kind of juggling thereafter. But there were some good performances. First full game for Will for us. I thought Will did very well, nice and composed on the puck. Shuggy playing D still, obviously, for us, doing very well there, getting us out a lot of the times and just keeping it kind of simple, from getting it from defence to forward, or sometimes skating with it a little bit, doing a good job as well. So I think the effort from the boys, you can't fault the effort, because everybody kind of put everything into it. Few of those goals were kind of unfortunate bounces. One that went off Shuggy's stick into the goal, and he was just trying to defend it. It was a dead unfortunate one. And then there was another one that kind of bounced over Jacob's pads that came in from the point. So there's ones that are kind of just those little unfortunate ones that hopefully that's them out of the way, and we can kind of move on. But Blackburn are a strong team, and I think, you know, if you look at it, we were 3-0 down, then we came back to 3-2 in that second period. We had a lot of momentum there. And then a bit of a shady call from the ref, give them a power play, they scored on it, and that made it 4-2 just before the end of the period. And it seemed to take a little bit of the wind out of our sails, and we didn't kind of get going again in the third. I think it was a little bit tiredness, and then we started making a few odd little mistakes here and there. But apart, I thought we did quite well defensively. But when you look at some of the players we were trying to play like sometimes the other teams play against us, when you're short benched or whatever, or you're against good teams, just try and defend from the inside out. And at points we did that really well. We just need to make sure we can do it for 60 minutes and do that, because Jacob had quite a lot of shots, but a lot of them from the outside that he could see. When he sees him, he generally saves him. So there's things to work on. You know, hopefully we can have some players back for next week, and we can be stronger. Because obviously going down to Hull next week, we owe them from the other week. So we need to put that one right. And then obviously we've got Sheffield at home. Well, Sheffield have been doing okay recently. They haven't, you know, them been getting, you know, heavy defeats. So that'll be tough as well. So yeah, we've just got to be ready, and I think we've just got to start creating a few more chances that we've got, and burying the ones that we do have.
Yeah, I think third period last week and this week, we seem to be guilty of overplaying the puck a little bit too much. Maybe it's because we are a bit too tired, and the decision making just takes that little bit longer. But it did seem the third period especially, just trying too hard to get onto goal, and then trying too hard to get the perfect shot.
Yeah, and I think sometimes it's just like, obviously what they had, some of their shots weren't that great that went in tonight, but they were just a lucky bounce or whatever. And sometimes we're just saying to them, once you get in good areas, get in that slot area, because particularly in the first period, we were doing this a little bit. We were trying to take the man on, get in a good area, use the defence as a screen and get that shot away. Because it's hard for a goalie to be able to read that, especially if you're shooting between somebody's legs or just right by the shorts, particularly if they've got black shorts and it's hard to pick up the puck. But yeah, we've just got to pick ourselves up now. Like I said, cannot fault the effort at all. Everybody put everything into it tonight, and you know, it's a shame when you don't have a better result when you've put that effort in.
Yeah, Yeah, I think I said at the beginning, I don't think 8-2 is a fair reflection of the game in the end, but I think probably learnt a lot about the character of the team, because as you say, everybody's put 100% in from minute one to minute 60.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we had to do the same obviously down in Solihull, you know, a month ago, however long it was, we were down there where we were down men and people were getting injured and we're down to it. And we showed good character then. And we've done it again today, like you say, just a shame we couldn't see have a better third period to give us a little bit of a chance and, you know, make it a bit more competitive towards the end and, you know, maybe roll a dice towards the end. But it wasn't to be, and like I say, we can just hope we've got players back that we can be stronger and more depth to the side ready for the next games.
The one thing that we can't solve for ourselves is where the hell our luck's gone this season. Hopefully it starts to come back next weekend, because I think the luck that we had that helped carry us to social success last year, everybody needs luck to win that amount of trophies. But it seems to have completely deserted us this year. So hopefully back on track again next week.
Yeah, I think we've... there's a lot of things gone against us this year so far, and you know, it is what it is, and sometimes you make your own luck as well, and we've just got to start playing how we can play. The bounce of the puck doesn't seem to be with us at the minute, but if we're putting the effort in, then hopefully that's just going to turn itself around, and effectively the second half of the season from now on that we have that, and then we can have a good run on in.